Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there, and thank you for tuning in to this special bonus episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If you're new around here, every Tuesday, or at least the past 100 or so Tuesdays, I share a new episode featuring tips and strategies for all things education technology. Today's bonus episode includes a special interview, and just like every episode of the podcast, you can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources, and any of the free downloads I mention. Now, this episode is sponsored by Microsoft Education, and I'm so excited to partner with them this summer. Have you seen the new Reading Progress tool in Microsoft Teams? It's totally free and will transform the way you think about reading fluency. I was completely blown away when I saw Reading Progress in action, and I know you will be too. Just go to aka.ms/readingprogresspp. You'll also find that link wherever you're listening to this episode in the episode description area of your podcast app. You can also send me a DM on Instagram and I'll make sure to get you the link. Today's episode is all about reading progress, and I'm excited to have Microsoft Education Project Manager Mike Tofson join in today. I have known Mike for several years, and as you'll hear in this episode, I have a sneak peek at the Reading Progress tool we're going to chat about today. When I had a look about at it when it first was kind of getting started to come out on the scene, I was totally blown away. So I'm really excited to chat, spend some time together, and you can hear all about Reading Progress. Let's get into the conversation. All right. Well, welcome, Mike, to the podcast. I am so excited to have you here to talk about Reading Progress and all of the things that you can do with this fantastic free tool. But before we jump into all of that, I'm hoping that you can share with listeners a little bit about your role in education.
Sure. And thanks for having me here today, Monica. I work on the Microsoft Education team, and I'm what is called a product manager. And so I work to help build the product. I work with the engineering team closely. And I work on a set of products in Microsoft Education, things like OneNote and OneNote Class Notebook, the Immersive Reader, which I know, Monica, you're familiar with. Mm-hmm. And then this brand new thing that we call Reading Progress, which is free and part of Teams.
Wonderful. Yeah. And you know, you and I have been connected for some time now, and I got a sneak peek at Reading Progress. I guess it was a couple in-person conferences ago, so a little while back, right? And I was just completely blown away. I don't know if you remember, but I was definitely having one of those teary-eyed, like thinking back to my classroom years moment, looking at everything in action. And so what exactly is Reading Progress? Can you share a little bit about what it can do?
Sure. And Reading Progress, we like to say that it is a reading fluency tool designed for reading practice and also helping teachers get insights. And really what it does is it allows the student to read a passage that is assigned by the teacher in Microsoft Teams. And similar to the process, and we interviewed hundreds of teachers, and I know you've taught reading. It was very, very real situation for you remembering back. But many educators out there will have students practice a reading passage out loud, and in sort of the classical methods, you could say the teacher will have a stopwatch and there's a passage that is getting marked up by the teacher, and the teacher sits next to the student as the student reads it out loud. And that's a, you know, a manual process, and it works fine, but it's very time consuming for the teacher. And on the student side, and we heard this from many students, they can get nervous. It can be stigmatizing. They're pulled out in the hallway in many cases, and the teacher has to pull out a student, the student back, pull out a different student, and back and forth. And then the teacher often also has to try and track that progress. Mm-hmm. And so after interviewing a lot of teachers and talking to a lot of reading experts, we thought, wow, we could help simplify this and make it easier for the teacher, make it easier for the student, and make it so the student doesn't have to be sitting next to the teacher. And this is in a pre-pandemic world. And then it turned out with the pandemic, all of these things got even harder and worse. And so then we actually saw a study recently out of Stanford. So during the pandemic, it's estimated that in the younger grades, reading fluency went down up to 30% on average. And this is a large scale study. So all of those things we tried to bake into Reading Progress as teams, as a Teams app. And we provide insights and data and dashboards for the teacher. So all that data can also be captured and the teacher can view all that also free inside of Teams.
Yeah, I mean, all the things you just said, Mike, are just ones that really resonated with me when I first saw it. And I know I had shared with you just that I've probably done, I mean, I think it's a thousand, thousands. I mean, I think it would be in that place value, if you will, running records and listening to students and just having that one student in front of you while 30 other students are hopefully reading independently or reading in their groups. And then that one student needs your undivided attention, but doesn't quite have it because there's other things happening behind your shoulder and you're trying to mark down things and make them feel comfortable at the same time. There's just so many layers to it. So from a classroom management perspective, from getting accurate data from students, I think it's really transformative. And it's one of the reasons that, you know, I was so excited to see it. And you mentioned that research on fluency, right? On reading fluency. And I definitely think of Reading Progress as a fluency app, but are there other use cases to consider when it comes to building reading skills or just growing as a reader?
Yeah. And so one of the things, and back to the research, we talked to a lot of the top fluency experts. So there's probably folks who are going to be listening who know who Dr. Tim Rosinski is. He's one of the leading fluency experts, at least in the United States. We talked to people like Dr. Mark Seidenberg, who's a reading expert and reading scientist, and Timothy Shanahan, who led the National Reading Report. And so what was interesting, we already had some sense that we had a hypothesis that had many other use cases, and I'll talk about a couple of those. But what was interesting, even before we released the tool to private beta, a bunch of those different reading scientists had said, this is an incredible tool for reading fluency. And they also said, don't just focus on K-5. They said, there's actually a lot of research that shows middle schoolers have great benefits from reading out loud, practicing fluency. And for those that aren't familiar with the three pillars of fluency, it's reading speed, and it is accuracy, and then it is reading with expression or prosody. And it's not that after fifth grade, all of a sudden, every kid in the world is like perfect fluent reader. Many aren't. It's just that when you get to middle school, all those things you just talked about, time and stigmatization for the student, you know, how many middle schoolers want to read out loud in front of someone, and it just doesn't happen. So they said there is great benefits in middle school. So, you know, make sure that you have middle school teachers out there that are going to try this. But then they also said, you really should think about people learning a different language, second language learners, non-native speakers, world language, foreign language. And what we're seeing right now is there's some great usage happening there. It's happening with high school ELL students. It's happening with students in different countries. Right now, we only support English, but we'll be opening it up to many other languages later this summer. But imagine you're in a different country and learning English as a second language. You know, if you're let's say you live in China or India or France, and you're taking English class just as a foreign language. And in those cases, I mean, I think back to my own high school, I had French, and I can tell you, I can still remember the dread I would have if the French teacher was going to call on me to ask me to read out loud in French class. I was like, oh, yeah. No. And all these teachers have no way typically of hearing or seeing their students read out loud other than in class. Mm-hmm. And with Reading Progress, we not only record audio, we actually record video. So there's video and audio recording of the student reading out loud. That work then is recorded and submitted to the teacher. And we run AI in the background and what we call auto detect. Mm-hmm. And what auto detect does is, let's say little Monica read a passage and we recorded her reading. And now in Teams, in the assignments view for the teacher, we've automatically marked up the passage. So Monica has mispronounced certain words. Monica has omitted a few words. Monica has self-corrected words, or Monica has repeated words. And we have all of a way to calculate that automatically. It doesn't have to be automatic. The teacher can turn it off and go into manual mode. So if you think about driving your car, you got, you know, automatics and you have manual mode, and Reading Progress can let the teacher choose. And so all of that, that whole experience of the recording and the teacher can view it and mark it up just like you would on paper, all of that now can happen digitally. So for second language learners or foreign language and world language, all of a sudden the teacher can make a reading fluency check, higher education, community college, high school, doesn't matter. And so we're starting to see a lot of that happening, as well as special education, where they might have to do fluency checks much more often. And we're hearing from adult literacy even. Because if you think that a 12-year-old doesn't like reading in front of someone, how many 32-year-olds do you think, how many of them will like reading in front of someone? And the answer is zero. Yeah. And so this tool makes that much easier.
Those are all such great points and such great use cases, because I just think about, you know, having passages that you want students to read, maybe really specific ones. And I know that within this app, you can upload your passage, right? If you will, like I can use air quotes, right? The passage that you want to use, right? You can upload and have that ready to go. But then at the same time, you have that ability to turn on or off that technology component that's going to go in and detect any of those pieces that students might struggle with. And I just really like that that happens almost like a first pass, if you will, you could use it. And then you can go in and actually listen back to maybe a section or the whole piece and hear how a student might have struggled or what their hesitancy was. And you're just getting a lot of high quality information that you wouldn't get with the same ease and efficiency or with the frequency. Like you mentioned, students who are maybe receiving special education services that we might need to check in with a little bit more frequently to meet their IEP goals. Just so much to consider there, and all of that data being things that really are actionable, right? And informing what a teacher might do.
Well, one of the things, a couple examples to what you just said, and you probably know Joe Merrill, Joe and Kristen Merrill from Florida. Joe Merrill has been, he's a first grade teacher. He's one of our early adopters doing the private testing. He said he has first graders, and he would normally do something where he goes, I would have to take groups of six students, let's say. I take one from each group out in the hallway, and I'd do six students a day because that's all I had time for. And I'd repeat that process, you know, over a course of a week and a half to get the entire class. He said now with reading progress, he's able to do like 4 to 5 times as many fluency checks because he can push out these assignments and they can record anywhere. They don't have to be in the classroom with sitting next to him. They can do it at home. They can do it in the hallway. They can do it in independent, wherever they might be. And he said they love doing it. He goes, my students actually really enjoy doing this because they don't have to sit next to someone who's sort of judging them with the paper and the pencil. And many of them, he said, have never even seen themselves read because you can watch yourself at the end, kind of like on Flipgrid. And so that's one example. But the tailoring and instruction, the other nice thing that we have is we capture all these insights and analytics. Whether it's in automatic mode or manual mode, we track all that data and give you some dashboards. So as a teacher, you know, on a podcast, it's hard because I have to describe this with my voice, but we, as we'll talk about later, we have lots of great end-to-end videos and examples that we'll have links to. But imagine, if you will, there's a dashboard and I can filter that dashboard if I've entered reading levels, or I can filter by dates. I can see the whole class. I can see a certain student and I can see data like number of words per minute and reading speed. I can track things like all the mispronunciations and omissions and insertions and everything else. I also generate a word cloud, and this has been really popular. So let's say I put out a passage to all my fourth graders, and in just a glance in this dashboard, I can tell that 15 people in the class mispronounced the word glacier, and it's a word cloud. So I can almost instantly see what were the challenging vocab words. And if I want to drill in on little Monica, and I'm sure you were a great reader, but let's say that Monica was mispronouncing the word Olympics 5 times in the last week over these passages. In that word cloud, it'll be very easy for me to see which were the most mispronounced words. And so it's, we've heard from educators, it's a huge time saver to be able to just glance and know that information.
It's so, it's great because I think of how actionable this is, right? And you know, we can talk about data all day, right? And all the quizzing and all the different things you can do, but there's only so much time to act on that information or to analyze that data. So even just those visual representations right there, like isolate that one thing, right? That could be such a game changer because right now I know, right? As a teacher, if I see that, I'm going to use the word glacier all week until we all can, you know, think of glaciers in every situation we're in. So, you know, it's really something where you can see it, use that information and move forward, which I think is sometimes the part of assessment that gets us all just worked up a little bit is like, now what am I supposed to do with all this information? And it's giving you some of those tools and resources right there. So, you know, you mentioned Flipgrid as well, Mike, and, you know, it has almost like a Flipgrid-y vibe, right? Just your interface. So for something that might feel really intimidating for a student that's going to sit next to you at a desk while 29 of the other 30 of the 30 kids in the class are kind of looking over their shoulder, like, what are they doing? You know, and you've got the clipboard, the whole deal, right? It changes a situation that can be really intimidating or overwhelming or anxiety inducing for a child into something that might feel like Flipgrid, right? Or something that's a different vibe for their day. So I love that that's kind of how it's presented, and it has that friendly, like warm feeling to it as well.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is one of my favorite tweets of the last couple of months is an educator who's in part of the private preview and playing with this. She put out a tweet that says, "Reading progress feels like Flipgrid and the immersive reader had a love child," and, which I think is actually a good way to explain it, because the other part is we actually have immersive reader technology built in on the student side so they can customize the passage before they start reading and make it, you know, the right font size, the right background colors, the line spacing. And for those of you out there that don't know what immersive reader is, it's a free tool from Microsoft that is really inclusively designed to make reading easier in various different ways. And so we've taken that exact same technology and built it into Reading Progress so students can customize that passage and how it looks and in a way that might work best for whether it's someone with dyslexia, someone with visual crowding, someone with ADHD. There's various reasons why they might want to fine tune that page. So yeah, it is. It's easy to use. It's friendly. And, you know, Flipgrid and immersive reader love child.
I like that visual. Yeah, and very much so. And I'm glad that you brought that immersive reader connection into, because if someone's heard of it, it's a great way to kind of think through some of this technology. And if they haven't heard of it, it's another good thing for them to just know is out there and available and super powerful. So, you know, as we think about Reading Progress, it's kind of newer. You mentioned that private beta. Some people have been trying it out for a little bit longer. What does the future hold for Reading Progress? Are there things that we can expect to see in this upcoming school year?
Yeah. So one thing is that it's going to be publicly available, broadly available, I should say, to the world starting in the end of August. And so late August 2021, this will be available in Teams. Also, it works in Teams for the web, Teams desktop, Mac, iPad, Android. And so we've made it available on all platforms. And again, just to reiterate, it's free. The other thing that you should expect is that we're going to have, right now during the private beta, you can only upload Word documents, but we've already announced we will support uploading of PDFs later this summer. And also, if you're using Teams and you know what Teams is, you can have a PLC team, for example. So let's say you've got fifth grade PLC with all the fifth grade teachers, and they have a set of reading passages that they like to use a lot, and they put them in the files area of their PLC. With Reading Progress in the near future, you'll be able to point to that as a teacher and go grab those PDFs or Word documents or whatever it might be and pull them into your passage. So if you want to share that across a grade, it'll be really easy to do. That's a big one. And the other one we announced, and I can't share all the details yet, but a top request has been, I'd like to be able to roll up a bunch of this reading data across a school or a district. And just to give you a real world horror story, and, you know, Lauren Pittman, who's an educator who told me this horror, I call it a horror story. She would agree it's pretty painful. So this is one of the early teachers we interviewed about some of the pain points she had with reading and literacy. She said, in the beginning of the school year in August, I will often create a spreadsheet template because I'm one of the few teachers who can use Excel pretty well. That's what she had said. And I will send that for tracking reading. And I'll send that out to 150 teachers who will then fill out that template and send me back a copy of each of their templates. And I will sit and then manually aggregate all of that data into some spreadsheet and then put it somewhere else and do the. So we were like almost crying when we were listening to that story. It sounded so painful. And so what this new capability that we're coming out with later in summer will allow Education Insights to aggregate data across classes, across schools, and allow much more deeper analysis and drill down and filtering across a much broader range of reading data. So that will be really powerful as well. That's going to be a new offering called Education Insights Premium that's coming out later this year. And then there are some other things that I wish I could tell you about, but I'm gonna keep a lid on for now. But I'll just say we're going to continue improving the tool, and I'll leave it at that.
Oh, well, that is awesome. And I know Mike will have an episode coming out later this summer that talks about some more Teams updates. So if people are interested and excited, they can tune into that one. But if someone is interested in getting started with Reading Progress, or if they're new to Microsoft Teams, where can they go to learn more?
Yeah, so we have like the one-stop shop for Reading Progress that we've put up. And again, this includes videos, it includes support, research behind it, all sorts of great stuff. And the link is, and I'm assuming you can be put a link in the description of the podcast as well. It is aka.ms and then / Reading Progress PP. So Reading Progress PP, which stands for product page. So aka.ms/ Reading Progress PP. And that is the one-stop shop that you'll need to know.
Perfect.
And the other aspect is that if you want to sign up for the private preview over the summer, you should just send me an email or DM me on Twitter. And Monica will have my email in the link down in the podcast. Or if you're on Twitter, just send me a DM. My DMs are open and I can hook you up with the private preview access.
That is wonderful. I'm so glad that you shared that. And you're absolutely right. I'll put all the links. So wherever you're listening today, if you're on the run or you're on Spotify or a different Google podcast, Apple podcast, whatever you've got today, make sure to scroll down in the episode description. You'll find all the links to connect with Mike to learn about Reading Progress. Thank you so much for joining today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited that Mike could join us for this conversation today, and I want to finish up this episode like we always do by making this EdTech easy. First, reflect on your current routines for supporting readers. Next, check out Reading Progress and all of its features. Then, create an experience for students to try out this tool. Finally, review the data you collect from student readers. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from this episode on classtechtips.com/podcast, including all the ways to connect with the team at Microsoft Education and learn more about this fantastic tool. A big thank you to our sponsor for this episode, Microsoft Education. I'm very excited to partner with them to bring you new episodes of the podcast this summer. Don't forget to check out their new Reading Progress tool in Microsoft Teams. This powerful fluency app can help students practice reading skills and give you actionable formative assessment data too. Learn more at aka.ms/readingprogresspp. If you are listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another favorite app, don't forget to hit the follow button when you follow along with the podcast episode. Each new episode will download for you automatically so you don't miss a thing. Check back on Tuesday morning for this week's new episode.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech Podcast wherever you're listening.